If we are to take a look at our bodies in the mirror, we will see that there is a point at which you have got a hole in your belly. And that hole is known as the belly button. We were once connected to our mothers through this hole. And we receive nutrition by this very means. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal sustained us through that cord that attached us to our mothers, known as the umbilical cord. And then you find, fast forward, 12, 20, 30, 40 years later, 50 years later, and the adult human being feels that he has the right to shout in the face of his parents. And at times it reaches a point where the person is ready to be violent with their very own parents. Yet Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal sustained that child through those parents. Allahu Akbar. And in reality, we need to ask ourselves at this juncture that what are we doing? How can we behave in this manner? And we find that when we get married and we have our own children, we begin to understand, and it begins to make sense to many of us, why Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Lord has decreed that you should worship none other than Him. Your Lord, worship Him alone. That is the message that He first gives you, and then He immediately attaches to it, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And with your parents, you should be good. You should be good towards them. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is commanding us first and foremost to do what? To worship Him alone. And that worship is the very salvation for us in the Akhirah, which means we know that a person who dies associating partners with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, he will not be showered with the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal Yawmul Qiyamah. We know where he is headed. And the person who worships Allah alone and does not associate partners with him, we know that such a person, his end is the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. His end is the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. His end is paradise, everlasting bliss. And to this, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is attaching, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And with your parents, be good. So a person may ask, what happens when my parents are telling me to do that which is detrimental to me? In that, لَا طَاعَةَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. When it comes to that which is detrimental to you, and the most detrimental thing to you would be to associate partners with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, even when they are commanding you to associate partners with Him, just say a good word. Disobey them. You are allowed to disobey them in this regard, but just say a good word. Say something good and leave. You are still not allowed to shout in their faces. You are still not allowed to be violent with them. So the question is, how can we then behave in such a manner with our parents? And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has promised to maintain a relationship with the one who has maintained a relationship with his parents, and to cut off the one who has cut off his parents. So your tie to your parents is your tie to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Ridha Allah fi ridha al-walid wa sakhatullahi fi sakhatil walid. The happiness of Allah is in the happiness of the parent. And the anger of Allah is in the anger of the parent. So if you anger your parents and you say something to them that you are not meant to, go and apologize. In the first place, you've done something. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even say the word "uff" to them. What is "uff"? It is the lowest forms of disrespect by turning around and saying, "Uff, how can you talk to me? Why did you say that to me?" And you say "uff" and you turn around, Allah says, don't even say "uff." When you do something of this nature, we are human beings, we err at times, avoid it at all costs, because it has a very heavy cost. But when you have erred and you have said something to them, go to them and seek their forgiveness. Apologize to them. And do you know what? 9 times out of 10, you will find them saying, "I forgive you, my son. I forgave you before you even did it. It doesn't matter." Why? Because they love you. Allah placed a rahmah in their hearts for you. And that is why we are meant to be respectful towards them. And let's flip the coin and look at the other aspect of this relationship. One where Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has given the parents a child, the gift of a child. It's important to look at both aspects. Why? Because we usually talk about the rights of the parents over their children. But it is ever more important to talk about the rights of the children over their parents. And yes, a child has rights. And the right of the child is to have a good upbringing, a decent upbringing, where the father provides for that child, goes out and looks for sustenance, tries his best, ensures that he gives him a good tarbiyah, teaches him manners, teaches him what is right, teaches him what is wrong. That is the right of the child. Today, you have some parents who actually are disrespectful, evil and bad towards their children. And oftentimes I get messages today, "My mother, my father," especially when it comes to this particular form of abuse, it is usually the males. "My father has sexually abused me, and wallahi, I need to talk about it from the mimbar because it is becoming ever more common. My father is sexually abusing me to date." There are instances where a person is messaging me saying, the abuse continues, "I am 19 years old. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What kind of a father does this to his child, and what rights does that child have at that moment? Does that child still need to obey the father? No, absolutely not. In that regard, when the father is calling her to do something wrong, calling him to do something wrong, "No, I will not obey you. You have the right to leave that home and live on your own. Find a home of your own." And this happens, dear brothers and sisters in Islam. We think it is not common, but do you know what happens in families? When these issues occur, we find it is swept under the rug. Why? In the name of honor. In the name that our family name will be out there and people will drag it through the mud, and we are washing our dirty laundry in public. No, it is not washing your dirty laundry in public. It is standing up for what is right and standing with the abused. And do you know what happens? When on a miniature level, we stand with the abused, you find that society is strengthened as a whole, because there is justice being meted out. At the micro level and at a macro level. You want justice at a macro level, at a higher level, then deal with it in your own families. Be just when it comes to standing up against those who are wrong. Be just. Be fair. And this is why Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kunu qawwamina bil qisti shuhada'a lillah walau ala anfusikum aw al walidayni wal aqrabin." Oh, you who have believed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing your belief in your heart. Stand up right for justice. Even if it is against your own self, first and foremost, what do? Let me give this example because it is common. You go out there, you have an accident. What is the first instinct? Blame it on him. Pay the copper something and let him say that which is wrong in order to receive that which I shouldn't be receiving. This is common. People are doing it. This is the instinct that we have. What do you say when you are wrong? You get out and you say, my brother, my sister, if you are worried that they may do the same to you, they may bribe and get worse out of you, get more than their right out of you, the least you can do is let us follow, let the law follow its course, and I will not talk right now. Later on, you can offer, I know it was my fault. And I will stand up against myself as a witness. Why? Because I know Allah is watching. And I know I will have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you stand up as a witness against yourself. You take out that money, pay, fix his car. And wallahi, I have done this at times. I have an accident. I get out. I tell the person, it was my fault. I'm sorry. And do you know what happens? They are so taken aback. Oftentimes they say, it doesn't matter. You carry on. You fix yours, I fix mine, and we carry on. It has happened to me more than one time. More than one time. Why? Because they are so taken aback by the fact that you've admitted guilt right there, that it's okay, it doesn't matter, it's a minor issue. You fix yours, I fix mine, let's carry on. That's life, it happens. Allahu Akbar. Had you come out raging, ranting, angry at the person, what would the outcome have been? So first and foremost, justice against your own self. Secondly, awil walidain, those very parents that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal told you to be obedient towards. He told you to be decent towards. He told you to be respectful in your words and not to be disrespectful. Those parents, Allah says, stand up for justice even against your own parents. Why your own parents? Because naturally the instinct is, let me defend them, let me stand with them regardless of whether they are right. But a believer knows, and that's why Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who have believed, stand up for justice even if it is against yourself or your parents. You want to say, you want to defend, but you remind yourself that, you know what? Here I know that my parents are wrong. So I need to stand up for justice. I will not be disrespectful. I will not shout at them. I will not be violent towards them, but I will be fair in my judgment. And I will be honest with myself, with Allah, and with them. And that is true justice. When you can stand up against yourself, your parents, wal aqrabin, and those who are close and near and dear, you can tell them that, look brother, here you are wrong. Oftentimes we see this happens in the family home, where you have husband and wife, and they get along. There's a dispute between the mother-in-law and the daughter. The mother is wrong. Your mother is wrong as a man. And you cannot tell your mother that you are wrong. You need to stand up for justice even in this instance and say, Mom, you are wrong. And where your wife is wrong, wal aqrabin, and those who are near and dear as well, tell her you are wrong. Why? It's not about you and me. It's not about winning a fight. It's not about taking sides. It's about meeting Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and standing before Him and saying, Ya Allah, I did the right thing. Ya Allah, I did the right thing. And that is what we are meant to do, dear brothers and sisters in Islam. So you find at times that parents do take advantage of this. How many times we get parents saying, the child saying, my father calls me and demands for money from me. Hey, give me money, give me money. I give him more than he needs. And now he is abusing that to the extent where he is demanding such that I am deprived. And he uses the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to abuse me. Anta wa maluka li abik, you and your wealth are for your father. So then he says, no, give me all of it. Well, how do I live then? So where it comes to something being detrimental to you and your well-being and the well-being of your children and your spouse, you are allowed to disobey your parents. But You must be respectful. You know, right now things are tough. I have nothing to give you. That is not a lie, because you have nothing to give them. Everything else has been accounted for. You need to pay X, Y, and Z. It's okay. You can be respectful and disagree. Learn to say no with respect. Learn to say no with respect without disrespecting anyone, especially your parents. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal grant us the ability to pray for our parents. And may Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal grant us good relationships with our parents. And may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala allow us to enter into Jannah by being righteous towards our parents. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.